Thank you, Rabbi Kamenetsky. It's really a privilege to be here. And I must say that I've been inspired by the few words that I heard. And I'm not even quite sure what I'm doing here. So either way, I'll try to make it brief. We take too much for granted today. Most of us, everyone who's visited Eretz Yisrael, has been to the Kotel, has been to Kever Rochel, maybe even to Maoros HaMachpelah, the places that have Kedusha for thousands of years, the places where the greatest Mesiras Nefesh in the history of Klal Yisrael, Akedas Yitzchok, on Har Moriah at the place of the Kotel, and the burial place of the Ovois, who dedicated their lives and set the pace and the tone for everything that we have today. Kever Rochel, which was specifically, strategically placed so that when Klal Yisrael goes into Golus, that they will have a place that they pass by and Rochel Imenu will cry for them and be mispalel that they return eventually to Eretz Yisrael. These are places that we take for granted today. But there was a time when we couldn't take them for granted. There were times that even when we could go there, it was at grave danger to ourselves. And there was a long period of 19 years that we couldn't dare to go to any of these places. I remember before the Six-Day War, before 67, when we had to go on the top of certain buildings where you could see a glimpse of the Kotel, and that was the closest we could get. And today we have it. And yet, because we have it, because we get used to it, we take it for granted. So I'd like today, just for a moment, to try to express what this Kotel HaMaravi specifically means to us. You know, not only did the Beis HaMikdosh stand there, the first and the second, not only did Avraham Avinu perform the Akedas Yitzchok, which was the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh, maybe in all of our history. But that is the place where for thousands of years, tons of Jewish tears were shed for every tzora that we suffered. Every time there was a tzora in Chutz La'aretz, those few Jews that still lived in Yerushalayim were asked to be mispalel by the Kotel. Nobody could count, nobody could estimate the volumes, the barrels, the I don't know what the measurement would be enough of the tears that were shed there. I want to tell you a little story, which happened to me, but it was really about someone else. Before the 67 war, before we had the Kotel, I was on a bus in Meir Shoyim, it was a yeshiva bocha, learning in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. And it was a few days before Pesach, and the bus is passing through Meir Shoyim, and a short, little, tiny little woman is trying to schlep a sack of potatoes, which was bigger than she was, off the bus. So I got up, I helped her off the bus with the sack of potatoes, and then I realized that she did not live at the bus stop. And she's going to have to schlep them to wherever she lives. So I got off the bus, and I schlepped the sack of potatoes inside Meir Shorim to her little one-room apartment. And she says, I wish I could thank you, but I don't have anything to give you. So I'll tell you a story. Then she asked me, says, do you know Binyamin Tzadik? She was referring to a rabbi, Binyamin Silber, passed away not too many years ago, was known as a big tzaddik in Talmud Chochum and Poisik in Bnei Brak. And it happened to be that I knew him. She says, let me tell you a story. She says, many years ago, this young yeshiva bocher comes knocking on my door. He says, are you Gitala from Meir Shorim? She says, yes. He says, the Chazon Ish sent me to you because you have my Basher Tzivik. You have my Zivik, the one that I'm supposed to marry. And she was shocked. The Chazon Ish sent this bocher to her. She had no children of her own. She knew not what he was talking about. Yet the Chazon Ish said she has the Basher Tzivik. What do you do? What did a Jew do in those days? She says, come back tomorrow. And she runs to the Kosel. And she's standing crying and crying. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Chazon Ish sent this bocher to me and says that I have his basher tezivig and I don't know what he's talking about. What should I do? Help me. And all of a sudden, she picks up her head and she notices a woman standing next to her, crying also. And she said, you know, she's concerned, wondering, curious maybe. Maybe feeling her pain too. She says, what are you crying about? She says, I have such a wonderful daughter and she needs a shidduch and she's the best, she's this, she's that. And sure enough, that was the shidduch. The Kosel is an amazing place. A place to pour out our hearts. A place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Shechina will never leave the Kosel HaMa'arovi. A promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tell us. And we see today that even people who don't have any shaychus to Yiddishkeit, they come running to the Kosel to pray, to put something inside in between its stones, because the world senses that this is the Mokim Hashoras Hashchina, that this is the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And this is what we today have the privilege of accessing at will. People go there 24 hours a day. You'll find Yidden there, you'll find Minyonim there at any time of day or night. But unfortunately, because we have it, we take it for granted. It's also very interesting that Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Kosel HaMa'arovi will never be destroyed. Never be destroyed. Yerushalayim was destroyed and razed to the ground 9 times in our history. And the design on the Kosel was certainly paramount in the thinking of our enemies. But the most that they were able to do between 48 and 67 was to make it a garbage dump. Yes, a garbage dump. But they couldn't destroy it. They destroyed 99 out of 100 shuls in the old city between 48 and 67. But not the Kosel HaMa'arovi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that the Kosel will never be destroyed. It can never be destroyed. It will never be destroyed. And it will always be the Moin, the place of dwelling of the Shechina, the closest connection that we could come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, I think that it's worthwhile for us to ponder for a few moments about these privileges that we have. Privileges that many didn't have. And even in the olden days when they had it, sometimes they had to take their lives in their hand to go through to get to the Kosel. And we have it. We can go there. We can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can be mispalel. When we have a tzora and we hear in Chutz La'aretz, we send someone to the Kosel to be mispalel. It's a great privilege. And we should be thankful and appreciative. And to make sure that we never take it for granted. And the next time that we're in Eretz Yisrael, and we have the privilege, and it's a privilege, to be able to go to the Kosel on such mekumos hakedoshim, we should step back for a moment and just think of what a special, special privilege it is, what a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we still have the opportunity to come to the place where we can feel the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world and pour out our hearts to Him and ask Him to answer our tefillos, to alleviate our suffering, and to bring the Ge'ula, Kol Tuv.